calling the Tri-City Tips Net, calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave and I am located in Preston, Connecticut. I will be your net control this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for any participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check in, and those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. Net operates on 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7. If needed, the secondary is 146.97 with a PL tone of 156.7. Net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. with various net controllers on a rotating basis. The net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio. It's also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for questions and comments. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will ask you questions after everyone is checked in. There are three parts to the TIPS net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second, there is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest for amateur radio operators. And the third is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the push-to-talk button, and listen to ensure no one else is keyed up at the same time you have. Then, slowly, give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a question or comment. Let me reset. K1DCT. Again, this is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. And again, please come slowly and phonetically, and we'll start to take check-ins now.
Good evening, Nat. Here is.
All right, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the TIPSnet. I have the following stations, K6PDG, W1FJW, and KC1PWR with an update. Are there any other additional check-ins at this time? Please come now. All right, well, very good. Happy day after to all those out there. I suspect it'll be a small net, but time will tell. So let's get to Tim's update to see what's happening with the attic antenna. I am very curious. Over to you, Tim. K1DC2.
Thank you, and it's not a big update, but a small update. My son and daughter are staying with us during the Christmas holidays, and my son helped me clean out the closet and get ourselves up on a chair so we could check out the attic a little bit, not going up there, but because we found that the opening is 14 inches by 20 inches square. And neither of us are the right size to get through that. Anyhow, he was able to stick a tape measure up there and find out that where the entry point is, which is about halfway from the edge to the peak, is a good 6 feet. So in dead center, it's got to be at least about 10 feet up. Secondly, we found that there's no firewall between us and the unit next to us. So while the length of it is about, I figure, 30, 32 feet, the width I figured was 14. Well, now I know the width is actually 28 feet. So that will actually give more space to play with. On the downside, we had some work done in the upstairs bathroom, and they had replaced the ceiling and apparently sprayed in some foam insulation so that now the attic is, you have just the joists and you have the sprayed insulation, which is like cotton candy, I guess, and it's at the point where it's so full that you can't tell where the joists are, so it's going to make it a little difficult and precarious to be up there. But also the next part of the project is figuring out how to get up into the attic. We were just standing on a chair and reaching our hands up into it, but I've got to figure out how to put it's basically a 7.5 foot ceiling right there, and it's in a closet kind of around a corner-ish. So I'm trying to figure out the right way to do a ladder. I'm not going to be going up there that frequently, so I don't want to buy a ladder and store it, but on the same token, maybe we'll build rungs on the wall or something of that nature. So anyhow, that's the latest and greatest. Back to K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Oh, very good, Tim. Yeah, a lot of complications there, I will say. Although I wouldn't find the opening difficult to get into. I mean, 20 inches, 14 by 20 inches, I could certainly get up there and bring a couple of pieces of plywood or something to lay down. But yeah, now it's a matter of finding where the floor joists are. So wouldn't want to, end up with a foot through the ceiling. So. But sounds like you got some possibilities, so I guess we'll wait for the next update. At this time, are there any other check-ins? Let me throw this out there first. Are there any other comments on Tim's predicament? Please come now. K1DCT in the TIPSnet. Go ahead, Chuck. W1FJW, K1DCT.
if you could see where some of the joists used to be in the attic, and you can verify the spacing, probably 16 inches on center, but a 14 by 20 hatch gives you a little more than 24 inches corner to corner, if my calculations are correct, which means you can get a 4 by 8 sheet of plywood and cut it into 2 foot by 4 foot pieces, and you could pull the 2 foot by 4 foot pieces up into the attic and use it for flooring. Just a thought. Back to net, W1FJW.
Yes, very good, Chuck. Yes, I actually have some. They're not cut in half. They're probably only 2 foot wide. But, yeah, definitely spread out. And, of course, the floor joists are going to be abutting the roof rafters. So if you can see the roof rafters, gives you a pretty rough idea where the floor the ceiling joists are. So, you know, and then if you've got a decent amount of piece of plywood to spread out, you certainly reduce the risk of a foot to the ceiling. Are there any other comments at this time? K1DCT. Are there any further check-ins for the TIPSnet? This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Please come now. Well, I don't know, I'll throw a couple of comments in here. Tim, you might want to think about, I don't know what you thought about putting up there outside of maybe your 2 meter, 440 something. But as far as putting any kind of dipole, random wire, you might want to think about picking up some eye screws. Eyelets with wood screws, and you could drive those in various roof rafters around at some level that can be reached, and you know, hanging a random wire around in there as much as you can get without causing a ruckus. I know you talked about a inverted V, and I don't know what else you might have in your thoughts. So I'll throw it back to you, Tim, just to see if anything that myself or Chuck has said has conjured up any ideas. KC1TWR, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I think that's a wise idea, putting up the boards like Chuck was talking about, cutting 2 foot strips, as it were. The opening that goes up there, this was built before the code was changed. The building code now, I think, requires at least a 24 inch wide opening to get up into the attic, and this was built back when there was no requirement. So the opening itself goes up between two of the ceiling joists, so it's the 14 inches, add another inch on either side to get to the center of the beams, and I'm pretty sure it is 16 inches on center, but we would have to triple verify that just to make sure, like you said, we don't end up with a foot through the ceiling. And we did take a couple of photos up there just by reaching up our hand and so forth, so I'm going to be looking more at that and figuring out what kind of supplies to get. Also, now that I know I have 6 feet there, one of the things I intend to do, I borrowed a X50 or 51 antenna, and I think I'm going to see if I can get sneak it up there with the radials on, or I might have to screw one of the radials on, kind of reaching up into the attic, and just see how the reception is if I put that on a pole and stick it up through the opening, and see if I really am going to get better reception there than in my room. So we'll give that a try, and we'll have that before next week. So back to K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, very good. Yes, I remember you had that quarter wave that didn't seem to be performing as advertised. So, yeah, it might be worth getting it up there on whatever you can. Try it out, see if that helps. Well, I fully suspected, as I mentioned before, that this would be a short net, but I'll throw this out there. Did anyone get any amateur or amateur-related items for Christmas, or whichever holiday you celebrated? You know, ham gear, shortwave, some sort of AM detector or something, anything of electronic interest. Please come now, K1DCT, in the tip stand.
Well, KA6PDG.
Yes, good evening, Kevin. Go ahead.
None of us is going to get up there. Well, the locally that we learned, because one of the fire chiefs in town was helping us out with a few things, access and that kind of thing, and we learned that one of the volunteer departments had a firefighter who was an adult, but was a very, very, very thin fellow, and which actually is useful to have on your fire department is a skinny guy. And so this wonderful firefighter climbed up there for us with the permission of his chief and took the pictures for us, and it was a great little bit of community service, let's say, and good relations with the local firefighters, but it was also, I thought, kind of a cool story. I don't know if Tim knows any real, real skinny firemen, however. KA6PDG, nothing further.
All right, thank you, Kevin. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet. Before I go around to a round of comments here, I will call for additional check-ins to the TIPSnet. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Weekly TIPSnet. If there are any additional check-ins, please come now with your call sign phonetically and slowly. Down here to Chuck and see if you have any general wisdom for us on this day after Christmas. W1FJW K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Well, I was just doing some calculations and whatever, and assuming Tim's attic is 28 feet long, that means you could, with only running 3 foot off at an angle down down toward the gable on the ends of the roof, you should be able to get a off-center fed 20-meter antenna that would be good for 10 and 15 and about anything in between with an antenna tuner up there, because that antenna would really only have to be about 33 feet long. So that that was just a thought. Back to that W1FJW.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yep, always good for ideas. I haven't seen the attic myself, and I know Tim had originally talked about some sort of inverted V. Wasn't sure whether he was going to run that with coax or open line, 450 ohm window line, something to make it more multi-band, but yeah, there's lots of ways to go, and I know as a very young adult, I had an attic antenna in my parents' house, a 15-meter dipole, and the bands were good back then, and, worked into Europe and all over the U.S., so, it's possible, so you got to get something up there and I guess try it out, and if it doesn't fit the specifications, then you try something else. So and with that, we'll get on to Tim and see what else he has on his mind, or what the comments so far have stirred up. KC1TWR, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Yep, and thank you, Dave, for running the net this weekend, and thank you, Kevin, for running it last week. As far as what I'm going to run to get up to the antenna, whatever goes up in the attic, I'm thinking about putting in a piece of PVC pipe through the... We have two closets in the room, so in the other closet, I think I'm going to put a piece of probably 2 or 3 inch PVC pipe up through so that I have a clear shot with whatever antenna wire I end up using, and using some kind of a fire stop material packed into that just to make sure, meets all fire codes and has a fire break so it doesn't act as a chimney if something goes wrong. And while I had started talking about an inverted V, that was first thoughts. I'm really open to whatever is going to best suit the attic, and we'll see what develops. So I thank you all for your comments and suggestions, and I will... It's not something that's going to happen very quickly, so it's going to be a little bit in the planning and what have you. But like I said, first thing is for me to get a ladder in place that's probably going to be more or less permanent inside the closet, just to make it easier to go up and down. Because one of the challenges is that on the floor, of the closet. It's not flat. There's about the width of the closet is about a little more than a closet door, and then that only flat only goes in about, maybe 6 inches, and then it goes up at an angle because underneath that part of the house is the stairs going from the top floor down to the main floor. So we'll see how that goes. And with that, I'll go back to K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
Very good, Jim. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet. Sounds like not only you need, as Kevin recommended, the skinny firefighter, they might want to add in, maybe need to be a contortionist from the carnival. But I'm sure there's a way to do it, and I've offered my help, and I will follow through with that. So when you decide what you want to try, even if it's just, as I mentioned, put some of those eye screws up around and hang a random length of wire around the whole thing in sort of a loop, open loop fashion. Run it to your tuner, and you see how you can start there. So this is the weekly Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Are there any further check-ins at this time? Please come now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Well, I think we'll move on to the second section, because just the four of us here. So, are there any announcements or any particular items of interest for the amateur community? Please come now.
KC1TWR with two announcements.
Recognizes KC1TWR with two announcements. Go ahead now, Tim. K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Okay, first off, just a reminder that the Aries Region 4 South Net will not be held next Monday night, seeing as it's New Year's Eve. And so we'll have that off, and we will start again on the first Monday in January, which will be the following week. Second announcement is that Tom Scott will be starting a technician class at the, I can't remember the school now, but the details are at the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club website, tricityarc.com. And that starts on the, I believe, Wednesday, January 9th, 7 to 9 p.m., and more details are up there on the website. Actually, I have one more announcement. Let me break real quick. There's also the Saturday morning breakfast at the Uncasville Diner up on Route 32. Last Saturday, we had 5 people and had a good conversation. One of the people who showed up was KC1 ZQR, Richard, I can't remember the last name, and he is trying to get back on the HF bands and is having a little bit of trouble with his equipment, and his problem being his fingers, I guess, are giving him troubles, and he's looking for anybody who's familiar with some of the older equipment who might be able to give him a hand in getting one of his HF rigs back on the air again. So I just wanted to pass that along. This is KC, back to K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
All right, very good, Tim. Yes, thank you for all the updates. And I believe that tech class is going to be at the Gales Ferry School on Route 12, near the intersection of Daughters Wharf Road. So I believe that's the right location. Yes, ZQR, that's, I can't, He goes by Dick, and I can't think of his last name, but he lives in Gales Ferry. Nice old guy. Retired, I think, Army officer, if I got that wrong. If I got the wrong branch, but I apologize. But, yeah, good guy. I think somewhere around here I have his information. I'll have to dig it up and see if I can help him out. Unless somebody else jumps in there. With that, are there any other check-ins or announcements at this time? Please come now. K1DCT.
W1FJW.
KC1TWR.
Very good. Go ahead, Chuck. K1DCT in the tips net.
I believe Dick's last name is Burke. Back to net W1FJW.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar. Tim, go ahead with yours. This is K1DCT.
I misspoke on the call sign. It's not KC1. It's KA1ZQR. Dick Burke over on North Glenwoods Road in Gales Ferry. And he might be there again this Saturday if anybody wants to join us at 8 o'clock in Duncansville. Other than that, and then there's the Thursday morning breakfast tomorrow morning. K1DCT, KC1DWR.
All right, very good. Yep, yes, KA1ZQR. I haven't seen him around. I wonder if he was still around here, so glad to see he's still getting out and about. Let's see, I'll call for one more round of check-ins just in case. This is K1DCT in the tips net. If you'd like to check in, please come down. Well, I'm moving to the third section in case there is anyone here that would like to sell, swap, or looking for amateur-related items. Anyone in that fit one of those categories, please come now. Alright, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club weekly tips net. If there are any last minute check-ins, this is last call. The bar is closed and the lights are going on. Please come now. All right, well, that's last call, and we have no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time, this abbreviated net on this holiday week. Thanks to all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net. Thanks to all who stood by while we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Center at 1031, that's 1031 Route 2 in Montville. Meeting start at 7:30 p.m. Open to all interested, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of the repeater. This net meets again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.